I could hear Ricky chewing that whole during the whole song.
I'm sorry.
Good thing we didn't have food or something here, right?
Well, welcome back. Fine. Welcome back to a long-awaited return. The Aging Punks Complain, the only podcast where we complain.
We finally made the universe. Bail, so now we can do the show.
Eric's out of jail.
No. He's on probation.
Yeah.
Parole.
So I'm going to flip it up, switch it up a little. I want to say we have a Patreon at the top of the show, so don't forget at the end and subscribe, pay us money. Shout out to all our patrons. I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Your generous contributions have...
I'm going to put some more stuff
helped
up.
My alcoholism.
It's
Eric,
helped it?
Eric. How are you, Eric?
When's your next show? Because I got to film some more shit to put on the Patreon.
I don't know. There it is. Someone book me.
All right.
I'll discounted rate if you say the name of the podcast.
What'd you do for this month we were gone?
I don't know.
No?
Well, I don't know.
I turned 45.
Yeah, it was your birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Happy belated birthday.
It was like 2 days ago, right?
Yeah. Well, cool. Whatever day is just coming out, so it'd be like 4 days.
So you went, went to a diner?
Yeah, we went out for breakfast and then...
Bought a grave site.
What's that?
Old bastard.
And then I just went metal detecting for the rest of the day.
That's it.
Nicole Stano.
You're in your senior phase.
Yep. Now I'm old. Finally.
The next step is death.
Yep.
You look great.
No. No, I'm like a third of the way there. I'm going to live till I'm like 150, hopefully.
Did you moisturize today?
Of course I did.
Yeah, you look great. You look like
and
a supermodel.
And I drink a pot of coffee, so we're ready to go.
All right. Well, I guess we can introduce our guests.
You don't look dead, I'll
shut
that.
The fuck up.
Thanks.
You look close to death, but you don't look death.
All right. So today is a very not special yet. Episode. We got out of bed for it. So I'm not going to say all your names. So the band Pissed is here. You guys can introduce yourselves. Go down the line.
My name's Richard.
Steve.
All right. This is Richard.
Eric.
Doggles.
Ricky, is your name really Richard?
Yeah, it is.
You just blew my fucking mind.
What a Richard. He's such a Richard.
That's usually what Ricky is from. Right?
I never even occurred to me in a million years that
Richard.
You came out of the womb and they were like, that's a Ricky. Bam, on the birth certificate. Hey,
is Dick short for Dickard? Or no?
My dad's 13, named after my uncle, who everybody named Dick. And I'm named after my dad.
Okay.
But I've been called Ricky, Rick, Rich, Richard, and Dick. Yeah, and
Richie, Rich.
I'm sure people have called
well,
you
that's
worse.
Cool. You got a lot of options.
People have accidentally called me Richie.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun with five mics here.
Nice one, Dick. I'm calling you Dick. That's your new name, Dick.
I was actually out drinking with two of these idiots last night.
Oh, yeah. That made getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's the most I've drank in a long time.
I don't think I even woke up yet.
As soon as Eric walked in the bar, I was like, two more shots for me. Yeah, it'll be fine. I have to get on his level to communicate.
You can just go home and go to sleep after this.
I'll never go home and go to sleep.
No.
Never.
Never sleep.
I never sleep.
I'll be
never
asleep
sleep,
in a
never
van.
Surrender.
I'll be asleep in a van in like 10 minutes.
I like your shirt.
Right? Isn't that good?
It stinks. Buy my book. We used to say that all the time on this show.
Buy my book.
No context. Buy my book.
Penguins can't fly.
Great show. No one knows. No one knows what we're
Nobody
talking
cares about that
the
show.
The critic.
It's so season and a half of gold.
So you guys didn't come up with a topic to complain about?
Nah, what do we think? Ricky came up with some, Steve had some, but we really didn't.
No, we complained constantly.
We complained at each other. That's all we did.
We really just want to pump our record. That's all we want to hear.
I think for the future, we have to like be less loose on that you need a complaint. I think I've been telling people, don't worry about it. It's just a jumping off point. We go off tangents. We talk about other stuff. And now the last 10 guests are like, I don't even know. Maybe. Or maybe I got three of them.
We did spend like most of the ride here complaining about putting the record out, which is like, what? The, you know what
putting
I mean?
A record
That's what
out
we're doing.
Is a fucking,
that could be a pain in the ass.
It's the fucking worst.
It's a nightmare. Everything about
especially
it.
Especially if you're doing
sucks.
Vinyl, right?
Yeah.
Pain
and
in
especially
ass
when you're doing it all yourself.
What's your new record called?
The Lies That Bind.
Is it good?
No.
Yes, it's amazing.
It actually is. We had Len Carmichael.
Our best one.
Let's cut to a track right here. Oh, welcome back. That was awesome. Wasn't that great?
There's a lot more racial slurs than I expected.
It's, yeah, but it's only about the you know, awesome. The Hawaiians.
Is it already out, or when's it
coming
out?
They're the worst.
It's going to come out on April 18th. It's the first day of our tour.
Awesome.
And then we're going to have the record release show when we get back at Mill Hill Basement on April 26th.
What's up?
I ran out of breath there. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
You'll never make it as a rapper, man.
Really?
Yeah, do no some way. Bars.
He's the
bars.
Best one in Hamilton.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, I won a rap battle once.
Yeah, it's there. It comes up in my memories every year.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
What, Steve? What do you think
about the record?
It's about about that rap battle.
Get that mic up and pull it.
Talking to the fucking mic.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. This whole thing wasn't cleared with my agent, to be honest. So you'll have to forgive me. I wasn't given the proper materials to prepare for this.
Are you in Cocktail or Top Gun right now? What are you?
He's in a Roadhouse 3.
It's certainly not warm enough for volleyball.
That's a good comeback. Oh, touche.
He's good. You got to watch.
It's not that early for Steve. All right.
Been up a
Steve's
while
ready
now.
To be at a press junket right now. The way he's
Eric Backlund, what do you have to complain about today? Because these guys just came to plug their fucking record.
That's all we're here to talk about.
I'm always complaining about the cold. It seemed like it was getting warm, and now
we already talked about that.
Yeah, but somebody gave me a good analogy where, seriously, just yesterday, where it was almost like spring, right?
Yeah.
Right? You get away from winter, which is your ex-girlfriend, and it's like a girl you leave, right? Mm. And you're like, oh, you're ready to move on, you're happy, and the bitch comes back.
Yeah, so
no, that's what he said. Whoa. I don't give a shit.
For how long, though?
The girl comes back. That's what I'm saying. You
just
don't
for
know.
A week?
Because you pack up your clothes.
So
wait, you're
not even saying it well. So you're saying, like, you break up, you're ready to move on, and then a
nice
couple
out.
Weeks later, you're like, you get those feelings.
No, she's back.
But that's the comparison. Right. Well, what do you mean she's back? Like, she just.
Because the way
she's in your
house?
Like, where'd she go?
You tell me.
Yeah, we were talking about what? Putting out albums out then. Pain in the ass.
We could complain about this lousy smarch weather.
You ever have issues with album art where it's like, oh, this format, and they send it back, and you gotta fucking redo.
You guys got Backlund trying to get us back on track. Jesus. Like, are you happy?
Yeah, we just got the last like 5 minutes of this.
That was
fine.
The only thing I could think of that was a big pain in the ass. When
now I get templates. Well, I always make sure I'm strict to the templates.
Well, I've done that before, and then sometimes it like doesn't. Still doesn't work.
When I've done it, I'm
looking at the proof. Like, that's not what the fuck I sent you.
Well, sometimes they send you a proof signing up,
and it does nothing. You can talk to Eric about stickers.
Killing me. That like I'm sending stuff out for a design that we had, and it's they send you a proof back, and it's like just the image that you sent them, and then
that's what I'm talking about.
Right. And then I get these stickers, and I'm like, this is all completely wrong. Where was what I sent you?
Yep,
what happened here? But also, it's like I get an email every day and I pay half price because
I had this issue when I'm uploading my prank call albums. It like I get an error on Spotify all the time saying that it can't be labeled as a comedy or something. It's labeled as the wrong genre.
What?
So I've had to label it as like pop rock or something before.
Oh my god! Why?
Just
they're
so
telling
it would get views.
They're telling you.
We
and I'm
have
like,
that
what
too.
The fuck?
We
have that all the time.
We upload it as music and they send us back like, this is not music. Stop. What are you? Guys,
they're
not
like, this
music.
Is
not music.
Word.
This is garbage.
When did you guys finish the recording?
Like, 3 years ago.
And that's why it's a fucking pain in the ass.
When you guys are done recording and then like now you got the vinyl pressed out, like for me I'm like I don't care about the same.
It was
like,
2 years.
It feels like that, but at the same time it's like I don't know, it's my first record that I've ever put out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's good. Keep that little kid dream alive.
That's
shine in your soul.
Like.
Stay that way. Stay 10 gold.
10-year-old Ricky is really impressed.
Stay gold, pony boy.
Now I got folders with like gigs of shit that I haven't put out.
I sent out
like
the
not
fucking,
finished yet.
I sent out those God's Plan records 3 years after they were supposed to go out, and I think one person was like, "Got it." Everyone else was like, "Oh, look at this paperweight, or throw it out, or did it went to the wrong address." I guess.
I got mine.
Yeah, you were the person. I wasn't gonna say you were the person.
I didn't even get mine.
Gave you one. It's the day I fucking got it. I gave you one at the bar, and then you were like, "Nah, I never got one." And I think I gave you a second one.
And
then
I say it again. I need a fourth one. Got a lot of cups in my house. A lot of cups.
Really big mugs.
But yeah. You guys got all your dates for your tour and all that?
Yeah, that's doing all of this
We're
ourselves.
Still missing one, I think.
Yeah. If anybody out there in Connecticut wants to have us on a Wednesday night, that would be really great. We'll play a shoebox.
We'll play your house. Just yeah, invite exactly. us.
That would be the best show.
Right. Honestly, that's at this point.
Just go set up in a public park where you can find like some outlets or something.
We're going to be buskers.
Buskers.
We'll be busking.
Busking makes me feel good.
You can't say it anymore.
You can't say that anymore.
Don't you hate buskers?
They're the worst.
Don't you feel like they skipped a step?
What the fuck
are
you talking about?
Is that the mascot buskers. For the new
like people that are in like a train station or something like that?
No,
and they're just playing or like out in a park.
We used to.
I didn't know that's what they were called.
We used to call them bums.
It's like. Just
street performance.
So you made
street
the music, right. And now you're like, nah, a venue, no. I just force everyone, to,
right,
not,
right?
Not people who came. To
what
hear
happened
the music.
To consent? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I didn't want to hear your shitty music.
Right.
At least the people that have to hear my shitty music pay fucking $5 to come see it.
Yeah, they volunteered.
Right. You knew what you were getting into. I get to be minding my own goddamn business, walking down the street, and now it's some guy with a huge saxophone,
right?
And he's just wailing off.
Hold on, I got something to complain about.
You don't have to raise your hand.
I want to complain about that bartender last Saturday night.
Oh God!
At fucking
McGuinn's. Which one?
Oh my goodness!
All of them?
No, all
Tony,
of them.
Tony, tell the story,
it's the
please.
It's the back bartender. She was the horrible one.
Oh,
you're the one. Oh, the one that caused
bro,
us.
I will never go to that bar again. I will never go to that bar.
Brutal.
I've never been more upset by service.
It was a nightmare.
Every time I think I can like just go have a goofy good time at that fucking bar.
No, they're not working.
Yeah.
Do we have a meter on the wall that lets me know if I'm too loud in here?
Your mic is
so far away from your face it can't be too loud.
I played McGuinn's last week and I didn't want to be
that
too loud.
Face has become, I mean that microphone's been sentient and it was nothing to do with you.
Yeah, that was a straight nightmare. But I also think it was like it was a perfect storm of bad events. You know what I mean? Where it's just like everything that could have gone wrong did.
Do you think they've had issues with like the cops coming for sound before? Why they have that thing on the wall?
I don't know. Because, well, usually...
Wait, where at?
McGuinn's, they have a fucking decibel counter on the wall, and the bartender complained about one of the bands.
I don't know how long it's been there. But I don't think she didn't want to be there anyway. She works one day a month, and she's been complaining about that place the whole time.
She also didn't complain about any other bands except the female fronted band. It's the only one she gave a hard time to.
No. That first band, she was losing about that first band.
That's the female fronted band.
No. There was one band before that.
Yeah. They were really loud, though.
They were like blowing the window.
Don't they have those decimal things at like gyms?
Yeah, they did.
They had it on the wall.
But they were like, you can't go over like 100. And you're like, literally, I could fart.
They capped it at 90, but like the music for the background was like at 86.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, there's no way to have it at the volume they wanted. It was calm down.
It's a band.
Dude, every time Crackfiller played, something like that happened. And I watched it, and I was like, it gave me like trauma. Like I was like, oh my god, this is what happened to me my whole 20s. You had the show at your venue,
right?
You can't have the fucking band show up and then give them a hard time for doing
their
fucking job.
Now see, if I was in my 20s, I wouldn't give a shit. I'm like, fuck you, let's
and
be
that
louder.
That's what I would have done.
But being in my 40s,
that was,
I'm
that
like
was the
this
first
oh my
band.
God,
that's
guys,
like,
can
I understand.
Can we calm down please? Because she's like, every fucking minute she's telling me, like, what do you mean to do, babe?
Does it set off an alarm or does it just show like a
no, it's just like all
the alarm was the bartender.
Right.
It's like funny. Jesus doesn't really do anything, but you know he's there watching.
It's like the snare,
he's just like, ah,
the snare drum itself
watching.
Is setting it off and shit.
I couldn't stop staring at it once I felt like I'd
right.
seen it.
It becomes
the first time.
It becomes polarizing that you're like looking at this thing and I'm like, yeah, that's how loud we always are. They asked us to come there. You know what I mean?
And they have it right next to the stage. Put it at the other end of the bar at least.
Right, because at the other end it's not as bad.
Right.
But it's like they asked me, they're like, oh, you know, in
you guys
January,
play unplugged and shit.
Right.
No, we had an acoustic guy who was doing 112 decibels.
Yeah, right.
Oh my god.
There's no
shout out, Skelly.
And then when you do like a drums and bass and two guitars,
that's crazy.
It's loud. It's
right.
A DJ's not that loud. Yeah, I know, motherfucker.
Right, exactly. Because they have
I've
the
been
volume
there when
knob.
They had DJs. They are that loud. It's loud as fuck.
Right.
You can't fucking get a goddamn
word
out.
No music.
What the fuck? No, see, people just like the music the DJs play.
Right.
They just don't like our music.
I hate playing that fucking bar because of that. Because it's so separate. Like,
I've never had that problem before. I've never seen anybody like just blow up like that.
It's a symptom of the same problem. You get on stage and you can see the whole back room be like, why is there a band here? Why?
Right.
And it's like It's like annoying. You can't tune it out because it's fuck. The lights are bright as fucking day.
Yeah.
Also, you're just staring at 20 people in the back that hate you. It's the fucking worst. Like the worst vibe.
But also the like the last time that we played there, the person that was at the back bar was like into it and wanted us there.
Right. And was like cool about it.
And it was a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the night before St. Patrick's Day.
Jesus.
And people were like showing up like, let's ready to fucking green vomit, you know, like whatever. And then they're like, a punk show?
I know.
What?
McGuinn's is so funny because it can't decide what it is. Is it a Coke bar? Is it a cop bar? Is it a Rutgers bar? No. Is it a punk bar tonight?
Why?
No. Is that,
there's well, that, there's that punk like, cop who does coke with the Rutgers. Yeah.
Hey. That is actually it.
What's up, fellas?
I meant Ryder. My bad, Ryder.
Whatever, it's all the same.
You can forget about it.
They're all driving 45 minutes to go to McGuinn. No, and there's no bars in New Brunswick.
The Broncos are really showing out.
Yeah. You know they're not shit if I got accepted and didn't go.
Yeah, and I don't even have to worry about seeing people from high school there anymore because everyone who went there is dead or whatever. So.
Or they're like adults that don't go to bars anymore.
You don't go to fucking
high school anymore. Yeah, motherfucker, you're 50.
No, they're dead or in rehab. They're not. Right. None of them have. I mean, they probably had kids a long time ago.
Yeah.
Didn't matter then. Doesn't matter now.
But that was the whole thing. It was like they asked. Because we had a show, like it was like a Wednesday night, right? And a night that for any bar is usually dead and nobody's there. And they're like, oh, come in. And we brought this business in on a Wednesday night and it was so great. And then, you know, it was like January or early February, which for any bar is a tight time. People do like, you know, the dry Januaries and like after the holidays, people aren't going out in the same way. So they're like, yo, are you going to have another show? You want to book a show? You want to do, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and they make it a fucking pain in the ass.
But I'm like, all right, so let me do it the day before St. Patrick's Day. And they're like, yeah, that sounds great. And then it like, I could just tell like when we got there that day, it was like, oh man, we fucked up.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have let them.
I felt bad.
We should
That's
not
absurd,
have let
though.
Them
it's
do
definitely
this.
A party day.
On my way there, I was like, man, I feel bad for any real people who want to come out and have fun.
It's also the day before St. Patrick's Day, but it's a Saturday night.
Right.
To a Sunday. It wasn't like fucking Thursday. Like you whatever. Right. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. We overachieved when the bar was very low.
Yeah.
So now the bar was very high. And we did not meet that.
I don't know. I mean, it's fuck that place anyway. It's
right,
like,
exactly.
I mean, when I was.
I like that
I was
place,
trying
by
to
the way,
get,
if you're watching.
I love it. I love it there, honestly. I really like playing that venue. But it was stinky. That night was so stinky.
It was icky. I got there and I'm like waiting for my quesadilla and trying to get a beer and I'm like, is everyone like on pills? Like
it was just like, eat a quesadilla.
Like
shut up.
Slow motion to get me a. It was like a bartender walking up to my face and like. Like I was a cloud. Like there's no, I thought there was something here. And then turn around and walk it away all fucking night.
Yeah.
And then it was the most expensive fucking bar tab I've ever had. Bro, I've been to fucking Paris. Like I spend money wherever I go. And I'm like, what the fuck? I got the fucking bill. And I was like, right. Like a fucking cartoon. I was like, I was like, nothing, I'm leaving and nothing could ever make me madder than the service has the bill. I was like, I was so fucking mad, dude. And not because of course it costs money, but like, I was spending fucking Manhattan money in fucking Lawrence. What the fuck?
I'm a piece of shit, right? And there's time.
We know.
But there's been times like in the same night where, you know, I go somewhere and have like a couple beers, a couple shots.
And so every night of your life.
Right.
Every morning we're talking
about. But I'll stop because it's around the corner. It's around the corner from my house. I'll stop there to like get a six pack or something like that and spend like the same money on like a beer and a shot there.
Yeah, right.
That I did on like four beers, you know, somewhere else. And then I'm like, oh, fuck.
I texted my cousins. Like, I'm going to McGuinn's because they were always trying to get me to go.
Right.
And nobody responded. And I was like, what the fuck? And then they were like, my cousin Eric goes, I hear they got free parking. And I was like, why is everyone being a fucking clown to me right now? And then I got that bill and I was like, oh yeah, fuck
that's
this.
That's why they don't come
And they
here.
Were all like,
I heard they had paper towels in the bathroom. Okay.
They were
free paper towels.
These were lifelong McGuinn's like die hard apologists for the last 30 years, like before we were 21.
Yeah, I guess it feels like
they were like, fuck that. They were like, the prices went up, we're done.
Yeah, it was alcohol in general gotten more expensive, like at liquor stores and stuff. It's like just
everywhere. Praising it does kind of feel like beating a dead horse. It's like,
yeah, we all know it sucks. We told you.
Thanks, Obama.
But I mean, but it's the same thing too. It's like, I mean, it's like Mill Hill. You know what I mean? That's a different. Prices that's a different up. Scenario
it's,
for us.
It's still,
like,
it's cheaper than McGuinn's.
Well, right. But it's still. I mean,
$7 for Miller Lite. Like that, I'm like, that's what
that.
I'm like $7 for Miller Lite.
That McGuinn's bill just put me right back in Mill. Like, it's good to be back. Right. Like, prices went up a little bit here.
The price of cannabis is going down. It's crazy.
Where?
What the fuck?
Steve's like, what? Since when?
3 years ago, it was a lot more expensive. It's getting a little cheaper.
Are you talking
it's
about
going slow.
On the street?
I think you mean jail time is a little cheaper.
Yeah. They got rid of those mandatory minimums.
Right.
Fuck that Curaleaf place. They're charging $75 for a dry ass eighth, man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, you should be like 100 something.
We just want a sponsor. Dry Leaf. Fuck them.
There's so many dispensaries now, it's crazy.
Oh, especially in Trenton, they're all like not, you know.
They're not actually. Not yet. It's literally just some dude like, yeah, I got a store now.
Okay,
yeah,
great. I don't smoke weed, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, weed. Weed, guys.
Everyone here smokes weed but me and you, right? You don't smoke weed.
I mean, like, I wish I could.
Steve and I are probably the only weed smokers in the band.
No, Eric's just talking about
that. I don't drink, I said in the band.
I didn't mean.
Oh, in the band. Yeah.
Listen, he said in the band, stop fucking talking over every last
word. What do you mean?
Yeah.
How about Beetlejuice 2? That looks good.
Oh, it's coming out soon.
That looks shit. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah,
this summer.
He doesn't look. He looked like a musical.
Yeah, he's like, hey. The juice is loose. I'm like, can you put some energy into it, buddy?
They almost look like an impersonator.
I was literally just saying this.
Did you say that? Someone just said the Great Adventure? One of you guys just said, or was that in my brain? It looked like fucking.
Wait, did someone just say I'm the hottest guy here, or was that in my brain? I feel like someone said that.
It did look like Fright Fest.
It's like a weird AI version of it.
They got me with the operatic Calypso song in the beginning. I was like, this is a cool preview. And then,
no, it's not.
Why would Lydia Dietz dress the same as she did when she was?
It's not a phase.
She's got this out.
She's got this out. What do you want? And no. I mean, like, I was just talking to Eric about this before.
It's gonna go. It's
when you take Tim Burton and put him in Beetlejuice, and then take him so many years later, and then he makes Sweeney Todd. You think you're going to get the same Beetlejuice
before. But that's going to be the problem.
Tim Burton hasn't made a good movie since 1994. I'm sorry. No one, you know, you didn't even pubic hairs when he made the last good movie.
You didn't like Big you Fish. Big Fish is a fun movie.
Yeah, is it? Because I cried.
I wouldn't hate it. Fun isn't the right word. Like, it's a suicide, kill yourself
movie.
There's all
those stories. Yeah. So many stories to have fun.
Fine, Big Fish. I'll give you Big Fish. Other than that, what other good movie did Tim Burton make? Since Ed Wood, what good movie has Tim Burton made?
Sweeney Todd is a pretty.
No, it's not.
I like Mars Attacks.
The musical is
you
good.
You like Mars Attacks?
Hell yeah.
For real. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Really.
I think you should do Mars Attacks.
You really think you'll die on that hill? You think that's a good movie?
I think you should do a sequel.
Nobody said they were going to die.
And put
for
all
it.
The new generation of comedians and actors in it like they did back then. That'd be funny.
It would be Nick Kroll, directed by Nick Kroll or whatever.
Oh, God.
I just watched this the other day. I was like, this is fucking hilarious. I don't know.
Eric said something a second ago, though, about like Keaton, that I think me and Tony were talking about on the way to Steve's house, that it's like you're not gonna get Michael Keaton doing Beetlejuice like the first time he did it. You're gonna get him doing like an impersonation of himself doing that character.
He is still really good right
he
now.
He is, but you're also gonna Keaton's get like, what are we like? Again, the previews. And it's the thing. Like everyone saw the trailer, right? You saw the trailer? It's all shit.
Nobody saw the trailer.
It's a teaser. I saw it.
So they're all just it's not even dick tease. It's all stuff that really didn't matter. Like, okay, you have the fucking house. You have this. You have the
whose funeral?
The models.
Jeffrey Rush's.
Who cares?
The guy, the pedophile. Yeah, the pedo.
He was arrested for the same thing. All right,
same thing. Pee-wee Herman was arrested for.
But I was reading about that recently because I was like, what really happened? And apparently, it was like vintage. Like vintage porn. It wasn't like
as long as the kids are dead already. You're okay.
I know.
Look, that kids are 1920.
I don't know.
I mean, that guy's old.
It was
now.
Like a magazine.
If
it was,
I'm jerking
I don't know.
Off to a kid from the 50s, he's like 62 now. Relax.
Let's cut all this.
Collector's item. You know?
Nobody jerks off to magazines anymore.
Yeah, but did that guy die in real life?
Jeffrey Jones, he's still alive.
His career,
his career, yeah, his career is there.
He was great though.
Just like any of ours after this podcast. I
got a question. The Beetlejuice trailer is just all those hits. Okay, we have to do the model of the house. We have to do this. We have to do that.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, why is Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin not in it?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Because they wouldn't fucking do it. There's no fucking way. Why would they do that?
Because Alec Baldwin's going to jail
for shit. Have you ever held a microphone before? Just put the thing down. Yeah.
Stop. What are you?
I want to know what's Gina Davis doing other than charging $90 for socially distanced photos.
Oh, oh man, your fucking biceps about to burst your shirt. Oh,
you see this? Let me
hold the mic like dancing, dude.
But, okay. I knew this was gonna be chaos, but
is not chaos.
Beetlejuice 2 is like when Jim from The Office got to be Mr. Fantastic. It's like like a meme. Right. And now it's real. Like the internet should not control what gets made.
Well, there's no way it could be worse than what the original Beetlejuice 2 was to be. Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
That actually sounds amazing.
That's literally what the sequel was supposed to be.
It's an episode of the cartoon.
They hired fucking Kevin Smith to write the fucking script for it.
Are you serious?
The sequel to Beetlejuice was Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
I was like, he's
that was the
me.
Fucking title. Like, what?
Wait, when was that?
I know how you feel about Hawaiian.
We're going like 90. I hate Hawaiians. I don't care for Hawaiians. I know you have a big Hawaiian fucking fan base. You guys are annoying.
Out there
stop
on that
smiling.
Island.
Stop smiling.
With your fucking volcanoes. Spam.
That's weird.
What, they hate Hawaiians?
Yeah, well, you said the 90s. That was
podcast like 90, does not hate like Hawaiians.
95. I actually like the Brady Bunch Hawaiian episode with the tiki.
Yeah, with the tiki guy.
That used to be like a classic thing for shows. They'd have like the Hawaii episode.
Yeah, because the cast all got to go to Hawaii. Well, Saved by the Bell did a whole movie in Hawaii,
whole
right?
Series. It was a whole summer.
It was a season, right? Yeah. All right, yeah, that's what I thought. I knew I was wrong, and I said the wrong thing, and I knew you would correct me.
Ray, you're okay. We're complaining about how you don't know about Saved by the Bell. Then they went to college.
The college years.
And that anyway, they didn't make it to the end. They
Dustin Diamond.
Remember him? He
but
died.
You guys think he looks better in the Batman costume than he does as Beetlejuice?
Who, Dustin
again.
Diamond?
Michael Keaton.
I mean, Michael Keaton was awesome.
Yo, do you
Flash.
Think he looks better with a t-shirt or naked? What
fucking,
do you think?
He's fucking hot as Batman.
He looks great.
An 80-year-old Batman.
He's a good-looking old man, I'm telling you.
I feel like with the Oscars thing, they are setting him up to get another Batman.
You think so?
Yeah, I think they might actually
They did.
Do it.
He just did it. The Flash.
Yeah, I know. I think they want him to get a solo.
I mean, they basically did the whole Flash movie was a bad
movie. He was awesome.
That's
thing
why
something.
People went to it.
Maybe, yeah.
So, well, I saw it.
Right.
Not
exactly.
Lying.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't hate the Flash movie. I thought it was a good movie.
I thought it was fucking awesome, to be honest.
I was sitting in the theater. Did everyone see the movie Flash?
No.
I like that. Why do you keep asking
people? I don't want to ruin anything. I want to make sure everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I know about it, though.
But like, there's a fucking scene in it when the movie starts, and you don't know whether, is this real? Is this serious? Or am I supposed to laugh at this?
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I'm talking about. I'm like, and I just started laughing.
You could spoil it.
No one else. Nah, I mean, it's only on HBO Max. I'm sorry, Max right now. You guys can get it for $8 a month or $39 for a year. Back to you.
Back to you in the studio.
We need your agent on this podcast so we get some of these
I know,
commercials.
Yeah, yeah. I'm making the money here, not you guys. But you know, the baby scene. I didn't know if this was supposed to be serious or not.
Right,
so I was
right.
like, I'm dying laughing, and no one else in the theater is. So I'm like, am I wrong? Is this what you
no, it's a funny scene.
Does it look like shit?
They saw Ezra Miller with babies, and they were like, this shit isn't funny. Scandal noted.
It definitely felt like everybody had judged the movie before they even started watching it.
Listen, the CGI was trash, but the movie was solid.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was so much fun. It was fun as hell.
Yeah, I could see why they put it out.
And that part where he like kidnaps people and oh wait, that's not the
that right. happened in Hawaii too, I think. I'm not kidding.
This is Hawaii.
There's 7-8 low max. There's 7-8 low max.
You guys gotta go play a show in Hawaii or
I'll never go to Hawaii. I hate Hawaii.
That's it. We did a whole Hawaiian tour.
I don't trust islands. I won't go to a piece of land that's not connected to something.
You're all your savings to fly out to do this show.
Savings? What's
not really. All we have to do is get him on Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'm the bounty hunter. Do you remember hearing that song? Like, why is this guy ripping off Ozzy Osbourne? And you realize it is Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy did the song.
Oh, yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I was like, dude, Ozzy, you really?
Well, yeah, because I mean, Dog is actually Zach Wilde.
Because they're both Christians.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, God. That's ridiculous.
I haven't thought about Dog the Bounty Hunter in 10 years.
Everyone take a breath and we'll get back to the podcast.
Wait, this is a podcast?
You guys would not be up early for anything else. It's church.
I'm awake.
I'm actually, this is
usually when I do my morning ritual of just reading every, reading on my porch, I try and read as much as I can.
The Bible?
No, I try and read the Bible
on porch.
Every once in a while. I try and pick it up. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to finish it this time. And I can't get like past like 10 pages.
The first 200 pages is a list of who had what baby. You kind of skip that part, dude. There's no way.
I only get to all the adventure stories in it, and I can't stick with it long enough.
Remember the adventure that guy went on when he was crucified?
The closest I got to reading the Bible was the book The Alchemist, which is
not the Bible.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Close. No, I got to read the Bible. Take a shit.
It's a classic book that a lot of people know about it. It's about like Bill Clinton read it.
Bill Clinton read it. You didn't tell me that.
Madonna was seen reading the book.
It says on the cover. Bill Clinton read this book, The Alchemist.
I'm telling you, the Ford was like Bill Clinton was seen holding this book and Madonna
on Epstein Island.
It's a QAnon.
Bill Clinton read this book.
On the subway, Bill Clinton.
I'm reading now.
Who the fuck's Bill Clinton?
Glenn and Henry Forever and Ever I'm reading.
Read a lot because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. It's the comic where...
The Henry Rollins and Danzig comic.
Reading when you talk about comic books. I'm reading this book right now.
I try and switch it up in between. After I finish a book, I want to read a big graphic novel.
When you look at a comic book, you can't call it reading.
Yes, you can.
I read a comic book the other day.
It still takes me a week to do.
There's so many pictures. It's too much to process. So many colors.
Are you going
to
read Beetlejuice 2 or are you going to go see it first?
Or what are
you
going to do first? It's going to take him 2 weeks to read the title.
I like the book better.
I try no matter what I'm seeing, I do my best to see the movie first. I just want to appreciate both for what they are. And if you read it first, it's kind of spoiling a whole lot before, or like.
So you're gonna get the novelization of Beetlejuice 2 after you see the movie.
Are you gonna tell me that I can't get it away?
The juice is loose.
He's like, I need the book to explain all the parts.
No, but Quentin Tarantino.
But in real life, if you do read the novelization of movies, you get a lot more.
Yeah, you do. They explain a little bit more.
And a lot of times.
They got to fill them pages.
No, it's based on the original script. So they write a script, and they send it to the writer, and the movie totally changes at a certain point.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino did the novelization of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was really good.
Yeah, it doesn't count, though, because he did it himself. I'm talking about when you get to an author, and he's like, oh, okay, I'm stuck with this thing, and now he's making this whole other thing.
You're talking about the other thing.
I mean, I'd like to complain about being in this band.
Yeah. In seventh grade, you know, you had like sustained silent reading.
Loved
Did you guys have that?
Seventh grade, man. Great year. Yeah. First boner.
That was your first.
Late bloomer.
So they had like a selection
late
of books.
Who said late bloomer?
Shut the fuck up and let me tell this story.
God.
They had the selection of books you could take if you didn't bring one.
Late bloomer.
And, one was the novelization of the movie Seven. And that's I swear to God.
What? Was it different?
That's what I read. Crazy descriptive and really fucked up. And I read it before I saw it. And let me tell you, the scene where he fucks a lady to death with a dildo
was
absolutely incredibly descriptive.
Wait, what?
Much more graphic than what you get in the movie.
I
want to
read
that
book before. It's like, first of all, how did you let a seventh grader read this book?
There was a bunch of books. There was another book about a guy who was wrongly convicted of a crime by a whole town, and then he got out of jail and he was going to like get his revenge on the town.
Is this the Killdozer story?
No, and it was
Snapping Elm Street.
There was a lot of that same dildo energy in the book. And it was seventh grade, dude. It fucked me up.
Isn't that what's it called? It? Where they have that crazy child orgy in the book that everybody just kind of glazes over.
Oh, no.
So, Ray, you're
the only part I ever read.
Looking like you're
if they would have told me it was in there, I would have read the book.
Oh, my God. No,
Steve's going to learn how to read now. Tell me what the deal is. How do you spell that?
It sounds like you're pro-banning of the books.
No, they were great books. They probably messed up my brain.
But why would you have the novel in real life? This is coming from me. Why would you have the novel? socialization of seven in high school.
This lady was a mess. Middle school teacher library. It wasn't even a library. It was in the fucking classroom. And it was like, it wasn't even a
what
big.
What happened after?
It wasn't a big shelf of books. It was like 12 books. And one was seven. What was and the your, other one was a revenge murder.
What was your teacher's name? Dan Snyder?
I don't remember. I really am.
But my choices were Go Spot Go and Serbian film and novelization.
I don't know, a lot of weird shit. I don't mind reading. It's the whole cock down your throat. That's the part I hate. I can't focus.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Yeah.
Cannibal Holocaust. I don't know.
All right, guys. What time is it, Eric?
We're not done yet. We've only been here 5 minutes. Another hour and a half.
I just watched that, what's it called? Cursed Films about Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it really fucks
Jesus
you up.
Jesus Christ.
It's a real mess. I really enjoyed the movie before I watched the
behind
Didn't
he pay the actors to go into hiding or something?
He made them sign contracts.
Like,
right.
Yeah. So like,
well, he had to go to court.
They thought they were dead or something.
He had to go to court and be like, I did not kill these people. They're right here. Relax. Right. And they still were like, oh, my God, how did you do this? But he did use real, like...
The animal deaths are real.
And
It's so fucked up.
I didn't know that. That sucks.
It's different times, man.
That was a time in my life, like showing up to Ricky's house and you never know what would be on the fucking TV when you walked in there. And it was like, oh, that's a turtle.
Those are really good special effects. Wow.
But you're still... But listen, and he also, look, and I love how this culture, our culture, likes to go, oh, they killed a turtle.
Yeah, where they eat it, right?
You're also in the Amazon where these people kill turtles. We kill things every day.
Well, they killed it to eat it, right?
Right. So they killed it in the movie, and they gave it to the Amazonians to eat.
And they kill it's it not in like a they pretty just killed brutal way in the movie.
They chopped his leg. They did exactly the way you would eat any food you're at home eating right now. It's the same way. Nothing was brutal about it.
I mean, even...
It was brutal, man.
It's brutal to watch it for like an entertainment purpose.
But I've been to slaughter. Yeah.
Right.
Even when they stab a deer to like finish it off, they don't show it. I mean, it's just brutal no matter what.
In that movie.
I'm just saying.
Tony's sitting over there like the hitchhiker in Texas 1. Like, that gun is no good, spike, man.
I used to have a job. Now I got a robot.
He's a cannibal Holocaust apologist.
I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying. It's first of all, it's the 70s. Now in 2020 fucking 4, people are like, oh my God.
Yeah, but if you watch the thing, like the actors are like, this fucked my life up.
Right.
Like killing this turtle fucked my life up. Right. Filming this violent scene fucked my life up. Like it fucked. Like
they're fine.
You can't argue with it.
I mean, they're fine. They're not worried about it. I'm telling you this. They're not worried about it.
He knows them all personally.
They were in worse movies. They were in Last... What's the other one? The Last House on the... Not Last House on the Last Park by the Left.
Which oh, movie? God. House on the Edge of the Park.
House on the Edge of the Park is the worst movie.
That's a rough movie.
And he's in that movie, too. Trust me. They're in a lot worse movies. And that's the thing, too. People think Cannibal Holocaust is a hard movie. I'm like, I can show you worse movies.
I really enjoyed it before I watched the behind the scenes, to be honest.
There's a... I don't know. I
you gotta admit, when that girl's in that spike, that looks really
it looks real.
And you have to give her a lot of credit to be. I'm not even making a joke. For her to sit on a spike like
for that long,
with a thing in her mouth, just sitting like that's fucking talent.
Something.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ricky, what were you gonna say?
I who cares?
Hey, we're like
get a real glimpse into the inner workings of Pissed right now.
I was thinking about like the first time I saw it, and then it was just like, oh my God, what am I watching? And then the second time I saw it, I was like, I'm gonna get sick. And then the third time I saw it,
the
I was
hand
just
lotion
like,
came out.
Eh, this movie's all right.
Then the fourth time it moved.
And then the first time it moved, Jerry.
It moved.
But. I saw it like probably 10 years ago, and I was so pumped that it was like a found footage. Mm-hmm. It's really creative. Like the movie around the fucked up shit is pretty fucking creative. Pretty well done. So it is what it is.
It's a movie we're still talking about, for Christ's sakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, it was a first of its kind in a bunch of ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weren't a bunch of the Faces of Death stuff fake or something?
Yes.
All fake.
It was all fake? I thought most of them were.
Other than like the suicide stuff? Other than like the
not
news
the Bud Dwyer part?
I thought there was a couple that were real.
I think where they killed the monkey was real.
No, monkey was totally fake.
Was it fake?
100% fake.
It looks real.
Any of this stuff, the electric chair was fake.
Those were good special effects.
Anything with production value was fake. Anything that was like someone jumping out of a building and was like found footage.
I saw that when I was 10, and all my friends were like, all this is real.
You had to see that. Yeah, we all thought it was real.
And I was like, so till like a week ago, I was like, all the stuff in Faces of Death is real.
I'm hesitant to bring it up. You can cut it out if you want to, but
Jesus Christ.
Hi, we're back.
There's this movie called Man Behind the Sun.
Oh, great movie.
That feels like it's worse than Cannibal Holocaust.
It is.
Because when they kill a cat, they just like throw it into a pile of rats and they just eat the shit out of it.
Yeah, and then they keep a woman outside, right? They only keep her arms out till her arms get frostbite enough. And then they bring her in and they rip her flesh off.
They just pull her flesh off.
Is it real?
No.
So part's not real, yeah. But the cat thing is real.
None of it's real.
The cat thing is.
There's a real cat and a real mice, but what's happening is not real.
They put a guy in a pressure chamber, and that part feels like great, hard to think about whether it's not real or not, because the intestines just pull right out of his asshole.
Waiting for it. I was like, where does the hammer drop here?
Here's the thing. Sunday morning, and my butthole hurts now. Thank you.
Did you guys see the movie Aladdin? That had to be real. There was a genie. Like, how do you fake that?
Will Smith really grants wishes. Did you know that?
Yeah. Ask his wife.
You wish for Chris Rock to get slapped in the face?
Yeah, right.
Hi-yo. Keep your wishes out of my goddamn mouth. Alopecia, alopecia, alopecia. The door opens. Open sesame.
Dude. I think he's still drunk from last night.
Absolutely.
What do you mean still?
For the last 20 years.
Never stop. So what's up, Steve?
Just taking it all in.
How's being a drummer for the greatest punk rock band in the world?
What band is he in?
Wait, you joined another band, Steve?
Oh, that's it. He's got nothing. Well said.
After all that Holocaust talk.
I want to complain about how we can't figure out a song to cover, about how it's the one thing we can
it's hard.
Fight about for years and still not come to a result.
What's on the table? Who brought what to the table?
Anything.
It's something new every time.
I have two. I have Hey Man, Nice Shot, which you've done.
Speaking of Budweiser.
I'm really good at that. And I was like, she don't eat me, but she sure likes the bone.
Is that Mary Mo?
Yeah, and we did
Mary
that.
Mo.
We did both of them very well, and we never. Eric's the one who didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do. I wanted to do your dumb one. Which one?
Do you believe in life after life?
That's Cher.
What was the one we did?
Better Off Alone.
If you do that, the crowd's going to go nuts. If you do Mary Mo, people just think you wrote a weird song.
Right.
What is wrong with these old dudes? We did the other one.
But that's a great cover. It just depends on what you want to get out of it. Like, right.
I want to do songs like with Cher. I want to do Tina Turner songs. We used to do that song.
Oh, here we go. You owe me $10. You want to talk about your sister, too?
I don't know. Keep Molly out of this. Keep my sister out of your mouth.
What's the fucking song? He just won $10. He's going to tell me the fucking song now.
$10
Which one?
No, what you were just going to say.
He was going to mention Sheboygan. That's what
he was talking about.
Maybe I was in a real band I liked.
They're mad at me because we were on the other podcast we were on. I brought up my sister like twice before the interview even started. Within like the first 5 minutes.
What are you guys so mad at him for?
He loves his sister. Grow up, dude. It's your family. They're idiots. Not your family, just in general.
Just all family.
All family. Yeah. It's not punk, dude.
Yeah. To have a family? People that love you?
Not punk,
fucking
bro.
Loser.
What's up, Eric?
I'm just laughing.
Are you still here?
Yeah. There's plenty of people talking. I
ain't got no time for this.
All right.
We can't all talk over each other, Jesus.
But yeah, there's
yeah, we can.
We could just being in Sheboygan and yeah, I'm gonna do it. You know what? This is my podcast now. I'm talking about Sheboygan.
The Ricky Schneider Hour.
It was just so I don't want to say more loose, but easier to stick in a lot of songs that we wanted to do and try out
because we didn't have songs of our own. Right, less people arguing. Oh, no, it was double the argument.
No, it was still the same amount. It was still the same amount.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot more open. I don't want to say open-mindedness because I still feel like we're open-minded about it. But because,
not Tony.
But like Eric said, because we're doing like original songs now, which was the point of getting out of Sheboygan and starting Pissed.
Right.
I'm glad it's been 7 years.
Well, how many cover songs are you trying to do? Just one?
It's hard to find one that's
like you're not trying to do a whole album of cover songs, right?
No. But like we're happy with the Mariah Carey song that we did, but the problem is we can only bring it out like once a year. And we can't
Christmas?
Play. Yeah, right.
All right. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah, we did the other one. September is where we tried.
It's a back to school anthem.
We did the NoFX cover. We and did that's the whole thing. We recorded that.
You guys did coming do out that. On record. You can order now at coffeecursrecords.com.
We're going to have CDs.
You brought me back to the flashback of that's when I was paying the tab at McQueen's. It's when you guys were doing that song, and I was like, can't even enjoy this for one fucking second.
Don't worry.
So fucking
no one enjoys it.
Slam the pen on the counter and left the fucking bar while you're fucking singing about Bob or whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't worry, nobody else was enjoying it either. So
no, it's a good song.
But I mean, like, that came out good. We've done pretty good with covers. We did that whole cover set that everybody hated when we did the Bouncing Souls.
Oh yeah.
And we played the first album.
I'm talking
and everyone
about
was like, what the fuck
first
was that?
First and second album. Nobody knew any of those songs.
I'm talking, those are all punk songs. I'm talking about songs that weren't written punk, that we make punk, that everybody is just like, oh, I never thought of it that way kind of songs.
Pop Goes Punk.
Yeah.
Volume 4.
Pissed included.
Pissed Goes Punk. Punk goes piss.
Pop goes piss.
I wanted to do the Jessica Rabbit song from the nightclub.
That's fine. That's a great idea.
We're going to do an album called Songs.
I just watched that
cover.
The other day.
Songs
I'm actually aggravated to be in this band, and I'm not in it.
You're not in this band.
The more you guys suggest covers, the more I'm fucking miserable.
What was it? What we did with you and Wade that we did.
Regulators, Michael McDonald.
That was Shaboyzy.
That was Shaboyzy.
Right?
Yeah.
That was fun.
I'm just thinking of like every cover that we've ever done.
That was a fun night.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We covered Juice. Did Weird Al once?
I did that.
It was before we were a band. You did Weird Al.
Dare to be Stupid.
Yeah,
I love that song. That's actually like a real anthem for me.
It's like spitting on a fish.
I get really excited when that comes on. Like, this is how I should live my life.
Yeah, you should cover, what's that Weird Al song, Good Old Days?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite. So
that's good. Good. That'd be a good one.
So fucking good, man.
Still remember good old Mr. Fender. He ran the corner grocery store.
Yeah, that's such a funny song.
Always walk down the aisle with a big friendly smile. And he say howdy when you walked in the door. Always treating me nice, gave me kindly advice. I don't know why I set fire to his place. Oh, I'll never forget the day I bashed in his head. Well, you should have seen the look on his face. Let me tell you now, those were the good old days. Those were the good old days.
Well, I hope we don't get flagged because you're singing
by,
a little bit.
The memories fade, but those were the good old days.
No one's going to buy your record now if that's how you sing on it.
Great job. You remember Sweet Michelle?
All right. You got one verse.
I'll do the whole record.
Yeah, that would be an awesome song to play with.
I would cover that. Awesome.
We're not paying Weird Al royalties on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, like he's listening to this.
He's our top
patron. Weird Al's like, whoa!
He pays the $5
he's
for our
take
patron.
His leg from behind the back of his head. Like, what's going on here?
Get my lawyers. It's like a weird attorney.
Yeah.
Weird attorneys at law.
I am something that you said earlier about when we were complaining about the McGuinn's. I would like to do on the spot a last minute decision like, oh, this is going to be an acoustic piss set and we just do all of our songs lounge style.
Do it.
Well, he's got the chops. You just heard it here.
You just heard it.
Dick Cheese.
I heard you.
Dude, that dude took my career away.
I feel like there's a big enough arena for that.
You could still
be Richard.
There's only room.
I mean,
for
your
one.
Name is Richard, so that's fucked up. He did that.
He's taking it away.
Ricky Cheese.
Stolen Thunder.
Kids' parties.
Stolen Valor.
Oh, he's not allowed near children.
Legally.
So, where are you guys going on tour?
Baltimore,
Pittsburgh, outside of Chicago,
Boston,
Lansing.
You got the dates?
Yeah, 4/18 through 4/27. We're hitting the road.
9 days.
Yeah, something like that.
How many shows?
Nine.
It's supposed to be 9.
It's supposed to be 10, but like I said, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and whatever loves their open mic on Wednesdays and doesn't want a punk band from Trenton, New Jersey.
Go to the open Maybe mic. If you're in Maine, you want to book biz, let us know.
I tried Maine, tried everywhere.
You guys could do the acoustic pist for the open mic and sell some merch.
What happened there?
That's
the cut off.
That's the 15 minute warning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wrap that shit up, babe.
Wrap that shit up. But now we're going out. We're going to do it. We got this fucking record. We're going to go sell it. I'm pretty hyped. I mean, we're playing at like a print shop. We're playing in a record store. We were supposed to play at some like vintage clothing store, but they can't have shows now, which kind of sucks.
Moths.
overrun by moths.
Not taking anyone outside stuff. I don't care how good your raincoats
Tony
are.
Tony Goggles invented the beltless raincoat.
Yeah. I've been a raincoat user for 20 years.
Try to do broke a pizza
shop.
Broke my
window, didn't even fix it.
Yeah. It's got to be a good pizza place, right?
Right, we'll just show up in a pizza place and be like, hey, we're playing a show here now.
We're playing pizza places across the...
I did that in Salt Lake City once. We didn't have a show, and we saw a flyer for like an all-day show at the studio, and we just showed up, and we were like, oh, this dude ghosted us. We're supposed to play the show tonight. We didn't even have one. I was a liar.
Right.
And the guy was like, oh, that's the worst, man. Yeah, we'll fit you in, and we got to play this fucking thing. It was rad.
That's what I said.
We just gotta lie sometimes.
Maybe we just gotta find a bunch
of
fucking...
You can probably just wing it, and you'll find something.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it.
But, yeah, we got, and then, like, the last of it is, like, we go out, we come back towards Boston, and then, like, Brooklyn, Trenton, Philly.
Nice.
With our record release in Trenton.
426. It's like us, Doc Rotten, Teenage Bigfoot, and Membranes.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hell of a night.
Hmm. What's the Philly show?
I think it's us. It's Teenage Bigfoot was supposed to go on the tour with us, but life happens. And so for 3 years, we've been trying to have this tour with them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it. They can't do this one, whatever. But we're going to do a weekend. So we're going to do Friday night in Trenton. And then the details are still kind of getting fleshed out for Philly. But I think it's going to be us, Teenage Bigfoot, and Chemical X, and then one other band. When I actually have the details.
Where?
That's what's getting
okay.
I don't want to say where it's supposed to be if it doesn't happen.
You're just pushing your vinyl into people's chests on South Street going, yeah, now you owe me $30. Goggles, you think the guys from Hanalei are mad that you were like, I'll never go on tour again, and now you're going on tour with Piss 10 years later?
I'm mad. Oh, I would never go on tour. I hate tour.
He was like, I will never go. This was, it's we were still young men, relatively, and he was like, I'm too fucking old. I'll never go on tour again.
You guys will see how horrible tour is.
I will never do this again.
Nightmare.
We went on the road
for one
after that
2 days
for like a weekend.
Yeah.
But wait till they see what 2 weeks of it is. You can't go home. You can't play your video games. You're just stuck with people.
You got portable video games, right?
I got it set up. Switch for a reason.
Goggles is like, you can't hook up your Nintendo in the van. Okay, like
you don't have RCA cables. Where's your RCA cables?
The future is now, bro. I got a portable charger.
You gotta get solar panels on top of that.
It's
van.
A nightmare, man. Yeah. Tour is horrible. It sucks.
The future is ours, old man. Your ways are dead.
For every time, though, like you're saying about like him with Hanalei, for like every time that I saw them, he was like, I'm quitting this band.
I know.
I'm leaving.
I know. Oh, I said this so funny. Too.
Yeah. Like, so miserable.
Good job. I'm done.
Tim Ho's sweating bullets in the corner. Jim doesn't know what's going on. Jim Grass is being nice and smiley. Yeah, and Goggles is going, fuck this band. I'm fucking retired. I hate this shit. I wish I was dead. Hey, Goggles, how's life? Taking forever. Fucking here we go. All right, what did we learn today, guys? What did we learn on the show?
Nothing.
We're difficult to deal with.
Yeah, we are the worst. I don't know how the fuck you guys get through a practice. Steve's the only one who doesn't talk. What? How about you, Eric? You learn anything?
Nothing, really.
Nah, no one ever learns.
Not to invite us back.
Yeah. We didn't ever have us on a podcast.
This is actually very fun. We should have more ones where it's a whole panel.
Yeah. We should get more whole bands on.
Next time Steve's here, don't even plug the fucking mic in. We'll just be like the fucking Beach Boys.
I couldn't get a fucking word in with this guy.
I need to get another one of these.
Yeah, they gave me the disadvantage mic.
Give him a play school mic or whatever.
Goggles.
We don't usually have this
the air out of the room.
I want the Flintstone phone.
Listen, I had a whole bit back. back when we were doing Beetlejuice, I was going to say I was waiting for the crossover promotion with the Ford Bronco. Ford Bronco pulls up.
The juice is loose.
Juice is loose. You know what I mean? It's all there.
Guy killed his wife.
I had no room.
That's the tagline?
Remember that guy killed his wife? Good one, Steve. We didn't bring that up. It's fucking Sunday morning.
They took his Heisman Trophy.
The juice is loose.
What are you talking about?
The juice.
OJ Simpson.
That was OJ Simpson.
You never saw Naked Gun?
Okay. No, I get it. I get it. Stupid. 33 and a third.
I'm saying Beetlejuice pulls up in the Bronco. You think it's OJ.
I get it.
But it's Beetlejuice.
No, we get it, Steve. We're making jokes. Don't quit your night job.
He killed his wife.
And the waiter.
And the fucking guy.
Killed a waiter. That guy was mad. He killed his waiter. That guy really sucked at his job.
Take my wife.
My wife, please.
More like I'll take her.
I usually ask if people got stuff to promote, but you guys pretty much.
We said the whole time.
I want to promote that OJ killed his wife.
He killed his wife.
But what if I did?
Do you remember the Menendez brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Rookie audience, when you look at your Spotify, if you want to know what we're talking about here?
It's the same four people listen every week, so it'll be good.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
They already pre-ordered your record.
Yeah, do that.
I hope they talk to the Menendez brothers.
But Eric, you got anything to plug?
No. Oh, wait, dude, hold on. I found this. Let me show you this.
He has a gun!
Get down!
Show and tell. I'm going to do this.
Cigarette!
Cigarette!
What is that?
This is
an 1803 half cent.
What?
Eric's okay, for our guests, Eric's really into metal detecting now.
Yeah, I've been showing stuff
like that. Half a cent? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, 1803.
That was in the Rider.
That's how much your guys' record costs.
How much does that cost in real life, though? Like now, what's that?
Well, in that condition, probably people are selling them for like $60.
I mean, that's still for a half cent. But that's pretty
good. I got to get it graded.
Inflation's fucking with everybody. Huh?
That shit's older than trains.
Don't tell Eric that.
Even steamboats.
That is
don't
not a saying.
Don't get me started on trains.
That is going to be a new. Yeah. Like, that shit's older than trains.
Don't say that word.
Seriously.
Are you going to look at it or what? You put it out.
I don't care.
You got your fucking glasses on.
We got, what do we got? We're going to play a show today at Salty's. Nobody's going to make it to that, but
it's happy until Tuesday.
Speaking of trains,
that place is awesome. You guys will probably have a crowd for that.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. We played there once before. It's down the shore, Lake Como.
But
next week,
it's by River Cuomo's.
Next week we got next week we're playing with Matt Charles, Assemble's record release show.
Oh, cool.
Bonk's Bar in Philly.
Bonk's Bar.
Yeah.
What's the date? Because this could be
it's March 30th. It's gonna be the Assemble album release show with Teenage Bigfoot.
Maybe
and
I'll go to that.
Brandish, I believe. So that's gonna be a good time. You should go to that.
Matt Charles is Aging Punk's alumni. He's been on a few times actually. We don't have many repeat guests.
So. Yeah, but that guy rules. So
yeah, he
just did our T-shirts for us. We got all this fucking merch to sell. That's why we're playing shows to sell T-shirts.
Known that dude for 20 years.
That's wild.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Way too long.
Botox party.
Yeah. Any bands want to come on? Hit us up.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll say no.
A good band. Yeah. Any good?
Yeah,
bands.
Any good bands. Yeah.
That shit's old as trains. Older than trains. That's the funniest
older,
shit.
Hey guys, welcome back to Older Than Trains.
Yeah.
What's your favorite train?
The one on a track? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, your mom's my favorite train.
Call yourself a train man.
And I think on that bombshell,
you just wanted to show off. You have a watch?
No.
No, he wanted to show me. Could tell time. We all have watches. We just don't know how to use them. Oh, good for you.
Up your other hand that doesn't have a watch.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe I'll put a condom on his wrist. He can use one of those.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm still stuck on it's older than trains. You don't get a lot of new expressions made right in front of you.
No.
I was just thinking about how old it was.
That
man.
Was the best thing I've ever heard.
Like, older than trains, man.
Older than trains,
yeah, when
man.
I found this, it was literally solid black. I couldn't even, there was no texture. I couldn't even see what it was.
Oh, you've already started to clean it. Wow.
Well, I just cleaned like the major dirt, but I didn't like try to polish any of that shit. But
you never
I couldn't
seen
tell
Star
what it
Wars?
Was before.
That shit's older than trains.
Yeah, older. It's in a galaxy far, far away.
A long, long time
long,
ago.
Long time
way
ago.
Before trains.
Well, I can still remember.
We're gonna put that. We're gonna use that for something.
Older than trains.
The name of the episode.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to promote. Big Nick, another former guest, just released this rap record. He doesn't rap on it, but it's Mad Libs for Haters. It's got a song by me, a song by Migs, a song by Dope Knife, a song by Ray Ray Beats, a song by Wade Wilson. It's actually a fucking awesome record, and I'm really happy for him to put it out, so you can stream that anywhere or buy it off his Bandcamp. I believe he has physicals too, not vinyl. So if you got a CD player that you can blow the dust, you got a CD player that's older than trains.
Yeah, there you go.
Older than train.
So that's kind of the newest thing I got out. Just other than that, just working on bullshit. I just switched. I switched positions at my job. I fought really hard for it and got a different job.
Now he's on top.
He's reverse cowgirl.
Toss it up.
But I kind of have a little more normal human time, so I can be. Make bad creative things. Well, I don't have direct contact with the hazardous wastes anymore. It's more in barrels now. So it's
good. Nice.
So then I'll make the best out of the 10 years
I got
left.
Is this how you become Toxie?
Dude, I wish.
Yeah, we were talking about
New Jersey's
before.
The first superhero. Yeah. You've never seen Toxic Avenger?
Legally, he's not. Toxic Avenger is not the first New Jersey superhero ever. Batman is.
Yeah, I saw that. The Gotham City is supposed to be it's New Jersey, between Trenton and Camden.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be Newark.
It's in New Jersey.
Yeah, right, someone posted recently a panel. This dude, Rory, did. Rory used to be in Posers.
Yeah.
He posted a panel of it in one of the Batman comics. And Gotham City, and it's in South Jersey. so fucking funny.
It's pretty cool. So Batman's ours, you know? We got Batman, Jason Voorhees.
Toxic Avenger. Tony Goggles.
Toxic Avenger.
Danny DeVito. Bruce Willis.
Dude, I'd buy that crossover, Batman versus Jason.
I'd buy that for RoboCop, that's Detroit. Might as well be here.
All right, well, guys, thanks.
Anyway,
this has
you
been
can
great.
Buy Caddy Hack, DIYfilms.com.
Yeah, you guys want to promote individual stuff?
DIYfilms.com. You can buy Caddy Hack there. Ray Strife does the rap song at the end.
No, Ray Strife and Tony Goggles. Don't let me take all
the
credit.
Mercer Bounty Boys.
That. Mercer Bounty, you can't see anywhere except a DVD that these guys sell once a year at a horror con.
We got banned from Funny or Die.
That's what he says. I don't really quite believe him.
They kicked us off. I don't know.
I think
we're too sexy.
Somehow this show I was the main creator of can't be seen anywhere. Because Goggles has a death grip on it. You know, that's selling the DVDs, I guess.
That's what you get for working with Tony G.
DIYfilms.com. You can get this thing. You can
pre-order the record there. You can pre-order the record there.
And as much as I...
And we have a music video if you want to come out April 3rd to the Mill Hill. We're shooting a music video.
April 3rd?
Crowd.
Yeah.
No, at the Mill Hill basement?
Like 10 o'clock, yeah.
Not upstairs?
No.
Downstairs.
Is it in my old apartment?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, that makes sense.
We're going to lick the toilet.
You're gonna lick the toilet?
That's what the song's called. Lick the toilet.
Oh, it's all about you. Why would you lick my old
licking
toilet?
Licking the bowl.
All right, this is now disgusting.
All right,
you go to overeverything.bandcamp.com.
No,
and,
thank you.
No, that doesn't exist.
It doesn't? Is it just on Spotify?
Didn't we
do a Bandcamp? It's on my Bandcamp.
Yeah, I think it's.
I don't know if it is. I don't think it is actually.
Honolly Music.
Angelfire.net.
TheRapeBabies.com.
If anybody needs a sink, let me know.
What?
Sinks. I work at a sink distribution warehouse.
Oh, that's good. How long have you been doing that?
His job's really going down the drain.
10 years now.
I thought you worked somewhere else.
That's where I work.
Packing sinks.
All right, I won't
let
say
that
anything
sink
else.
In.
It's okay. No, it's all
let
right.
That sink
Most
in.
People think I work at a toilet factory.
You've been
for
working
some
there since before trains?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Damn.
What the fuck's a train?
Yeah. It's coming right at us. They're watching the old movie.
Yeah.
All right, we're done here.
All right, yeah.
All right, thank you. Thanks to the Piss Boys
for being on. Thanks for having us.
Great episode. Appreciate you guys very much. Eric, thanks for doing this podcast as always. Thanks for our patrons who pay for nothing, and thanks for our fans who get nothing for free, and money for nothing, and your chicks for free. Punks out.
The Agent Punks Complain is recorded at Sketchisms Media Studios and produced by me, Eric Backlund. The theme song, The Agent Punk Complains, was written by Raymond Strife and Ill Omega. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Aging Punks Complain. And if you like the show, leave a review and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. You can also leave us a message that may be featured on the show. Just call or text 609-358-0804.